Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and today we would review the empowerment concepts. We will practice working on ourselves, and we will experience the process of empowerment. So I thank you for tuning in today. Make the Empowerment 365 a part of your day every day. Just take the time to work on yourself, to reflect, contemplate, grow, develop, and change you. And that's what it's all about. It's about working on you, working on yourself, working on your mind, and getting your life together, and putting yourself in check, your feelings and your emotions. And so each day, what we do here is we begin with the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. And that's all you have to do is begin to practice trying to become a better person, making the effort to become a better person, putting your mind and your energy and your thoughts toward becoming a better person. And all you have to do is just simply try. Take your time to work on yourself, to work on your issues, work on your concerns, your hurts, your pains, those things. And then just try and practice. Practice working on yourself. Develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And that's what it's all about. Just you becoming a better person. You becoming better on the inside that will make you better on the outside. And then you'll welcome growth within yourself by acknowledging that you are becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And the process is just working on you one day at a time, getting you right, getting your mind right, getting your thoughts right. And that's what it's all about. So this is a daily practice of looking at yourself and becoming the best person that you can be. So today, direct your time, attention, and thoughts toward the things that you know you need to work on and change. And I believe everybody knows. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone truly knows what they need to do to change, to work on themselves, to make themselves better. But all you have to do is now put the time, effort, energy, and consistent thought into that change and becoming that change. And that change is in action and demonstrating your ability to do those things that you know you need to do. Sometimes, although we know, we don't. And empowerment is all about doing. It's all about action and activity. So you have to work on yourself every day. And it's just a process. All you have to do is take the time and just do it. One day at a time. Simply trying. But today, as we begin another day of empowerment and motivation, we begin to start with gratitude. And the practice each morning is the same. And when you wake up, when you open your eyes, and when you acknowledge that I am awake, I am alive, I am here, I am present. The moment that you become conscious of your surroundings, of where you were laying, then the thought and the feeling, the special feeling of appreciation, being humble, and also of just respect. You can begin your day with these thoughts. Gratitude for waking up. Can you humble yourself every day to be thankful for waking up? Just waking up. I am thankful for beginning my day. I am thankful for another day. I am thankful for the opportunity to do it again. I'm thankful for another chance. It's for another chance, for another day at life, for another experience of my life, my experiences that are friends, that are family, that are lessons, that are experiences, that are happy, that are sad, that are joyful, that are beautiful, all of the experiences that we give titles to as good or bad. Let's begin to see them as experiences for your growth. And if you can begin to humble yourself every day and just say thank you. And it's important to start each day with these feelings. As you sit quietly, close your eyes and feel the feeling of gratitude for your sight, for your hearing, for your lungs, for your heart. Just sit for a moment and feel what it feels like to be grateful for the things that you know you have. That you have the feelings, you have the emotions, you have the heartbeat, you have the sight or the hearing, or just because you have life and can experience it. Can you be thankful for waking with a sound mind, that your mental and emotional health is available? And can you become grateful for just your life? Begin to think positive thoughts. Positive thoughts of peacefulness, positive thoughts of tranquility, and positive thoughts of forgiveness. You have to practice forgiveness. You have to work on yourself to let go of some things, to let go of some negative experience. To release hurt, to release pain, to create balance within your life mentally and emotionally, to begin the practice of creating balance mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. To create balance in your life, you must begin to leave yesterday fully in the past. Your yesterday's remembrances of memories, of thoughts, of times ago. And every moment that you're there or projecting in the future, you're missing your life. Every time you begin to use your imagination, step away from your present moment, you're losing your life. So start today forgiving yourself for all hurtful thoughts, words, actions, and activities. Forgive yourself right now and just let go. Today I'm practicing forgiveness, and I'm practicing forgiving myself for any hurtful, harmful, negative word, action, or activity. I'm blessing myself by letting go, and I am working on myself. I am humble. I am peaceful. I am kind. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am healthy. I am positive. I am great. I am special. I am unique. I am forgiving. I am loving. I am trusting. I am beautiful. And I am a gift from God. This is how you start your day. This is how you begin to understand more about you and your life. This is the daily practice of thinking and feeling positive and becoming all that you can be today and every day. And so empowerment begins with establishing a goal. Empowerment begins with you beginning to identify the things that you want to work on and change about yourself. And to begin this process, you have to determine that there's something in your life that you know you really need to work on and change. To completely eliminate, to let go, you have to work on changing yourself. You have to work on changing your life. You have to work on the change that ultimately will come from within. This change will come within you when you can begin to think and feel and do. This is called balance. It's creating balance by integrating your thinking and your feeling and your doing in one positive direction. But your challenge begins with the acknowledgement of your own personal needs, and it develops a true knowledge of self. So, simply stated, no one knows you better than you. So, the knowledge of knowing yourself and how you are right now comes from being completely honest with yourself, sitting quietly, examining your thoughts, examining your past relationships and current relationships, examining yourself and acknowledging that this is your initial effort to begin to focus on the things that you know within your heart you need to work on and change. And this can be done by sitting alone quietly, by quieting your mind, creating a space to do this in, and then examining your actions and your activities. This process of change and self-development begins with this single, powerful, life-changing acknowledgement. This acknowledgement is the truth. And when you get to the truth, this is your defining moment. This is your first step toward motivational and personal empowerment. It is up to you to work on yourself today and every day. And as always, we end this way. Know that justice, fairness, and accountability is important. Work on yourself every day. Love on someone. Black.
It's gonna be a bright, bright.